Okay, so welcome back to the podcast. I say welcome back, but this is the first ever episode that I've done out here. This is Scar's World, Darkest Secrets. The reason it is called that is because during this podcast, maybe not this one in specific, but the series type thing that's going to be going on, basically could involve a lot of personal life that I don't mention. A lot of, I'm guessing most people who might watch this, maybe like people who know that I do music. Obviously, I'm Scar's World. My name came from Juice World, which is what, like the world. That's why I spelled WRLD in capitals. Obviously, my biggest idol right there. And Scars, spelled with a dollar sign and an X, just because I like the X instead of the C. Scars, just because, well, full of scars, painful life. So, yeah, that's where my name came from. And this is Darkest Secrets, because in my music, obviously, I talk about a lot of emotional stuff. So this podcast might involve stuff that I may keep out the music, and this might be like extremely raw to my emotions. This one in specific is just a starter. Never really, well, never ever really did a podcast. I used to do it on YouTube. YouTube, I used to do YouTube actually. I had about, I think it was 700 videos on YouTube. Terrible, terrible editing. Watermarks left in the bottom right corner of the videos, and then I deleted them all because I started doing music, and I did music while doing YouTube. So I would upload a music video, then a YouTube video, and music would just come randomly. And then I realized, I was like, oh, I'm actually really digging making this music stuff, because it was a way of, I don't like talking to people face to face, so it was a way of it was like a way of expressing myself, I would put it. And basically, I realized how much I was doing music, and I was like, I don't really care for the YouTube stuff. And I was like, even though it seems like, you know, cliche and everything, if I ever do blow up with music, which I do have a strong feeling it might happen, I didn't want them YouTube videos to be there. I just thought, why? I know it's a part of me, but I don't really care for them. And a lot of my old songs as well. So I spent hours deleting about 600, 700 videos, until I only had my. I'll, like I used to, I think I released about four albums and deleted four of them. Kept one of them, a couple of songs before that, which I actually deleted the biggest song before that as well. And yeah, so now it's the first album on there is 14. So that's technically my first album now, but technically not, because I did delete the other ones. And then there's like two singles before that, Honey Honey and Solo. I deleted the RIP Lil Scars one. Obviously, my name used to be Lil Scars. I've changed my name a lot. This one probably is the one I'm going to stick with. But yeah, basically, I'm a musician. I do music, and I guess you could class me as an auto-tune artist, I suppose. I wouldn't quite class myself as a mumble rapper or anything. A lot of people do say that. I'm not necessarily mumble. I just sometimes I'm not too great at pronouncing words. So that's why sometimes people don't understand in the class that's mumble. I don't class it as mumble. It's just I'm not too good with my words. But yeah, I would definitely class myself as an auto-tune artist as well. I say I'm a rapper, and people are like, but you don't actually rap. It's actually emo rap. Again, similar to Juice WRLD. I tend to sing a lot of my songs. Obviously, there is auto-tune in there. And people always ask, why do you use auto-tune? It's like, well, it's auto-tune because I don't have a naturally good voice. Like you heard, the intro to this podcast is actually my song, my latest song, Savage, spell S dot A, like that, with dots for some reason. Don't know why. But yeah, people were like, why'd you auto-tune? I was like, because I'm not good without auto-tune. Like, here, I'll do that chorus that comes on at the beginning without auto-tune right now. I always been a young little savage, always been far beyond average, yeah, always been a savage, yeah, I'm a S-A-V-A-G-A-A, yeah, I'm a S-A-V-A-G-A-A, yeah, so like, man used auto-tune. But yeah, basically the point of this podcast today, we're just going to be talking about random stuff. Obviously, down the line, or maybe even just in the next episode, I will be getting guests on, talking. My podcast will be audio only. It will be on YouTube. The reason it's audio only is I don't care for like getting the camera out and filming myself talk for ages. I just prefer to do audio, so there will just literally be a picture up of me talking. So like, it's not gonna be like a Logan Paul podcast where you actually get to see what they're doing. Unfortunately, like this is what a lot of people would class as dull. Unfortunately, you're just literally looking at a picture, so it's more for a thing to listen to. I don't know if I'll be uploading the SoundCloud on it. There is my music on SoundCloud if you want to check that out. Recently got on SoundCloud. Recent album dropped. Zircon is the name of the album. 12-track album, quite short for me. Normally I do intros and intros, interludes and outros. Didn't do any. I did one interlude, which wasn't actually on SoundCloud either. So a lot of people, this is so I know it's 5 minutes in. I probably should have started this sooner because a lot of people would have clicked off, but you are still here. If you are still here, a lot of people, what they ask me is why I'm so annoying. So it's like, that sounds blatant because a lot of people are annoying, but in person I'm genuinely quite an annoying person. I can't really help it. I tend to be a bit over hyper, joke around. I get quite annoying very easily. When I find my confidence with people, it's like people I know, they have to deal with that every day. If you're new to me, not so much. I'm a bit less confident. I'm not actually a confident person. I'm just confident in front of people I know. But the reason behind that is a lot of people ask, it is actually autism, which is probably what I'm going to make today's topic about, I suppose. Autism is, it's, I can't remember which one it's called. It's basically, apparently, what I was told anyway, maybe they're just saying this to make me feel better, is the majority of the people in this world might actually, well, not the majority, not like every single one, but like a lot of people in this world will actually have it, but they just won't get like checked if they have it. It's actually very common. I think it's Asperger's or something. I don't know. It basically is just it's more just a struggle to concentrate, shy, doesn't make eye contact, maybe a bit annoying. Yeah, a lot. It's a lot of things, really. I suppose it's not like where it's not like anything serious where it affects me, like where sometimes I like learning difficulties, like where I struggle to learn or anything. If anything, actually, I'm pretty sure this one actually has symptoms where you're a lot more intelligent. So yeah, basically, that's just the reason. It's mainly just makes me a bit, you know, but I'm very intelligent, which is actually part of the autism. So because I understand it, which unfortunately some other autistic people who do suffer with like other different autisms don't normally realize, I'm lucky enough to realize what it is, and I'm able to kind of control it in a way. Even though you can't really control it, I can sometimes control it. It was a big thing for me to swallow at first when they told me that, because it was quite recently, actually. It was probably last September, October, maybe August, actually. No, it probably would have been around August time they told me. So it's been a good, I don't know, 6 or so months, probably more. But at first it was quite big because I was getting tested and I was like, I don't really, you know, I don't think I am. I just think I'm annoying. And when they told me I was, at first, because I didn't understand what it was, I genuinely thought like, oh mate, what? Why am I this and that? And it's like, I was quite upset about it. I was like, oh, I don't want to be classed as autistic. And again, I'm not saying I've got anything wrong with autistic people. I've got a cousin that's autistic. I think, and you know, there's nothing wrong with being autistic. It was just for me personally, it was just like, oh wait, what? Like, it was just the first shock. I was like, so I'm autistic, and it did upset me. And that's not because I don't dislike autistic people or anything, because I don't. I think they're great people, they're normal people. But it was just like, when it hit me, I was like, oh wait. So it was like, yeah. Time went on, learned to live with it. I didn't really tell anyone. I told a few close friends. I don't think many people actually know that I'm autistic. Well, I mean, I say that, but I think most of them can guess. By the way I act, a lot of people do make jokes about that. And I just kind of stay silent. Sometimes it affects me, but most of the time I take it as banter. But I don't think what many of them do is, like, they say it's a joke, but I don't think, like, most of them know that I actually am autistic. It's weird. Wait, there goes me thing. It's interesting, because it kind of, it it it's a it doesn't, I don't know, it worsens other mental issues that I deal with. So a lot of people who know me know I suffer with mental health, such as anxiety, depression. I do actually want to get tested for a personality disorder. I won't go too much in detail on that unless I get tested and, like, or examined, should I say. I don't know why I keep saying tested, examined, see if I am. But I do want that to happen. But basically, I do suffer with quite bad depression and anxiety. In fact, extremely bad anxiety. And yeah, the depression is hard because I kind of hide it. I don't talk about it a lot, which is why this will be quite open. Autism affects me because I can't help going over the top. So when I go in a classroom, I really want to be good behaved, but I can't, like, I can't, because automatically I just switch off and get distracted easily. And it's really hard because teachers don't, like, teachers know, I think most teachers do know, but most of them don't actually, like, really put that into perspective. They just think, oh, he's a kid, you know, like, winding everyone up. But it's not even that, it's just like I can't really help it, it just comes naturally, unfortunately. I will discuss in another episode, possibly the next one, about school and everything and why I want to be so goodly behaved. I think a few people can probably guess. But yeah, the autism is it's interesting because sometimes I don't think I am, even though I was examined and everything. I act over the top a lot of time to kind of avoid depression. I see, the thing is, a lot of people say you're not depressed because you can have a laugh and joke around. And what a lot of people don't get is, yes, I will admit, sometimes I do laugh and joke around. Depressed people can't do that. You can be depressed as anything, but if someone makes a joke or something, you can laugh. It isn't impossible to be it isn't impossible to be depressed and laugh. You can be depressed and still laugh at something. But a lot of it is sure, like, people can tell. I think a lot of people can tell with my laugh. I do a laugh over the top and they're like, oh, it's not that funny. It's like, yeah, because I'm faking the laugh, because I'm not this happy kid that I make out. I do suffer with mental issues. And it does annoy me. When people, like, you know, they just, I don't know, they really just talk and talk about just how they like to say what I'm feeling. Like, say, you're not depressed, you're stupid, you're not autistic, you're just weird and everything. And it's like, how would you know? You know what I mean? It's like, I hear when people text me, you know, when I've had a bad day, and I might post something being like, oh, today's been shit, oh my god, just feel like everything's coming to an end. People just text me like, attention seeker. It's like, I'm not attention seeking. And to be honest, I don't actually really post that stuff a lot online where loads of people can see it. Sometimes I just send it to my best friends, and a lot of people can say, you are attention seeking, because really you shouldn't post it anywhere. The reason, and it's the same with my music, people go, so you're just attention seeking because you're just posting music about sad stuff everywhere where everyone can see. Yes, I am, because I can't discuss things face to face. So when I'm doing all this, it's not attention seeking, it's to ask for help from other people, because I don't like talking to people I necessarily know, like, as in parents and family. I don't like doing that because I'm not comfortable with it. So I'm not I hate it when people say attention seeking, because the amount of people, I'll tell you this for a fact, there is so many people in this world who are on the verge of suicide, and then they tell someone because they really need help, and that person goes, you're attention seeking. And there are so many people who've actually end up taking their life after someone's just, when they've tried to reach out for help and someone said they're attention seeking. And it was really sad. And I won't lie, you know, like I said, I'm going to be very open. I have had my suicidal thoughts in the past. I've had my suicidal attempts in the past. You know, it is a very sad thing. And yeah, I think the worst thing you can say to someone who you know, which even if you don't know, just to say, like, anything to say to someone that you, if you've been given the impression someone's had a bad day or something, and you've seen a post, or if they've texted you about it, the worst thing you can say to that person, when you know for a fact they're clearly not in a good state of mind, whether you think they're suicidal, depressed or what, even if they're just sad or upset, the worst thing you can say to that person is you're like an attention seeker. There's a lot of things bad to say, but I, for me personally, that's the worst thing you can say, to call me an attention seeker, because it's awful, because you don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't say that to someone. You don't know how they're feeling. What if you were in that situation and someone said that to you? You know? But yeah, It's interesting, but because I was examined over this autism thing, but a lot of it was I was just acting this whole different person to cover up depression and anxiety and everything. I'm not a confident person at all. I've got a lot of insecurities, but I act like I'm all this confident person. I do stupid stuff to act like I've got no insecurities. And realistically, I have so many insecurities for a start. I don't like my teeth. My teeth are all like, I've got two big front teeth that are gapped out, right? Which a lot of people have. But all my teeth, even my little ones, are all like gapped out. They're crooked and everything. They're literally in a close up look like monster teeth. As a little kid, I won't lie, I never used to brush my teeth till I was about 11 years old. And they are quite yellow. I brush my teeth every day now, and I've brushed them every day since like the age of 10 or 11. But because I never brushed them as a little kid, my teeth have always pretty much been yellow. So I don't like the fact that they're yellow. I don't like to smile with my mouth open because, well, people are gonna see some monster yellow teeth. Don't like my nose. It's big. Blame my dad. Well done, Dad. Thanks. Don't like my lips. Think my lips are big. Don't like my head shape. A lot of insecurities, I act this confident person, and also it's just like, again, like I said, it was all an act. I'm learning to kind of come to terms with it, and just kind of drop the act. And this is the thing, because it was all an act, I wonder maybe if when they examined me because of this act I was playing, they diagnosed me as autistic. But I sometimes I just think if I didn't have that act, maybe I wouldn't be. Maybe it was just that act of like trying to hide the real person in me and trying to hide this sad boy. But they are professionals, so I suppose they could see through an act, and they might have saw the real me. So maybe I am, maybe I'm not, but technically I am now diagnosed with it, and there isn't really a way back. But yeah, I did really, most of the time, it was just an act to cover depression, me being annoying and everything. I'm not saying it's an act, the autism, like I wasn't acting autistic, I was acting like just like jokey and everything and trying to act over the top. That's what I mean. I don't mean I was acting this autistic role or anything, but they do believe I am autistic, and unfortunately that is what I'm diagnosed with for the rest of my life. I don't know. I think a lot of teachers kind of, I don't know, they use it in a weird way of it. They clearly, so teachers got informed as soon as I was diagnosed with it. Teachers got informed that I was autistic, and but even though they were informed, so obviously they've been informed of all the symptoms. So when I'm over the top, obviously I shouldn't be over the top, I shouldn't be talking in class, but if I am, it's not necessarily fully on me. I do suffer with autism, so that is part of it. But teachers kind of tend to almost use it against you. I did have a teacher once say to me, "What you think?" Because, like, obviously they didn't say the word autistic, but they said, "So you think that now you get treated specially because of, basically something like that." It was quite a shock when I got that. But I've had a lot of abuse from teachers, and I end up getting blamed for verbal abuse back in the past. Again, I'll discuss that on that in another episode. Basically, I used to mouth back after getting verbal abuse from a teacher. I gave verbal abuse to a teacher, and I was the one that got in trouble for it. I think honestly that is very, very difficult to handle. That is a big part of my depression. Honestly, I will blame a lot of teachers for more weight on my depression. I wouldn't say they caused it, because I've dealt with depression a lot longer than that. But yeah, the autistic thing. I guess it. I should be thankful. In a way, because it's just something extra to my life story. So maybe one day, if I pass away or if I ever get asked on my life story, I guess it's just that bit extra to be like, I was diagnosed with autism, I didn't let it get in my way, I learned to cope with it, I learned to deal with it, and I became the best version of me. Still not the best version of me right now, still not the best mental version of me, but you gotta learn to love yourself in some way, so I will appreciate it in time to come. And anyone else autistic out there who's maybe been diagnosed with autism and possibly hiding it from someone, like maybe you don't want to tell your friends or anything. Honestly, I'd say, even though I haven't done it yet, and I guess I've been hiding it too, I would say best thing is to tell your friends that you've been diagnosed with it, because the reason you should tell them is you'll see who's real. Because a lot of, like, I told like one of my closest friends, and as soon as I told him, we got cut off. We were no longer friends. He didn't want to be friends. And I do blame that on the fact that all of a sudden I said I was autistic. So you get to also see who's real or fake, because there is some awful people who genuinely will be fake. When they find out you're autistic, they might walk away. But I'd say tell your friends so you know who's real or fake, because you don't want no fake people hanging about. But yep, head high, smile wide, keep safe. And that's the end of this episode. I'm going to make them about 20 minutes or so, because I'm not one of them podcasters, because obviously I'm a well, musician, but I do want to start a podcast, but I don't want to be doing them hour long ones until I get all the right technology and everything. Right now I'm not in the greatest technology, so probably short episodes, plus can't be arsed editing for ages. But yeah, thank you for anyone who did watch. This will be going on YouTube, hopefully. And yeah, have a great day. Head high, smile wide, and this is Scars World out.